This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to this new episode of The Role Model sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wa sallam. Sleeping is one of Allah's blessings and favors upon us humans. And sleeping is a natural thing for living creatures, which without that would be a deficiency. But with Allah Azza wa Jal, it is not applicable, because sleeping is a sign of imperfection when it's attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why Allah does not sleep, does not doze, does not get tired. Unlike humans, if they don't sleep, this is a sign of imperfection. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the perfect human being, and he used to sleep like human beings do. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not deal with sleeping as if it's a luxury. Rather, he dealt with it as a necessity. And if you compare his way with our ways, you would find a very big gap. People nowadays, they spend an arm and a leg to buy lavish bedrooms. They would go to extravagance in being spendthrift just to buy a place to sleep in. But the amount of money spent shows that there is an imbalance in their heads. The perfect human being, the best of Allah's creation, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had a mattress and a pillow that were made of leather, stuffed with palm fibers. Leather pillow? That's very uncomfortable. And stuffed with palm fibers, not with ostrich feather or the likes. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not have luxury in his sleep, which made Umar once, after entering his room and seeing the marks of his reed mat affecting his side, alayhi salatu wasalam, because of their harshness and toughness, Umar wept. So the Prophet asked him, "Why are you weeping?" He said, "O Prophet of Allah, the Persians and the Romans or the Byzantians are living a life of ease, and you are in this state. They're disbelievers, and you're the messenger of Allah, and you are in such a state, not having the adornments of life like they are." The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, "O Umar, these are people for whom their good things have been hastened in this world. Doesn't it please you that this world should be for them and the hereafter should be for us? Let them be. Few years, couple of decades, and then what? And they're 6 feet under, and then it's hell for eternity. While we, due to our patience and tolerance, Allah would grant us the highest levels in paradise." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's etiquette in sleeping was well known. He used to often sleep on his right hand side, facing the Qibla, exactly how we place the deceased in their graves. Whenever one of us dies, he's placed in his grave to lie on his right-hand side, facing the Qibla. All over cemeteries around the world, they're all facing the Qibla. They're all facing Mecca in their graves. And there's no similar sign of unity in any religion that I know of similar to this. And sometimes the Prophet used to lie down on his back, as in some authentic hadiths, that he was in the masjid, lying on his back, putting one leg over the other. And nothing was mentioned about lying on the left side, which means it's permissible. Though it's not from the sunnah, but it is permissible. Then how about lying on your stomach? There are ahadiths prohibiting this. But the most authentic opinion that all of these hadiths are weak. Al-Imam al-Bukhari, may Allah have mercy on his soul, said, there is not a single hadith that is authentic in prohibiting lying on your stomach. But of course, it's best to be safe rather than sorry, and to avoid it altogether due to the dispute in lying on your stomach. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's routine was to sleep at the beginning of the night. So immediately after Isha, he used to go to bed, and then he would wake up at a later stage, whether after half of the night is over or one third of the night is remaining. He used to hate sleeping before Isha, meaning between Maghrib and Isha. And he used to hate talking after Isha because it's a waste of time. Unless there is a legitimate reason, such as discussing issues about Muslims, meeting convoys, or sitting with the family. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whenever he went to bed, they would not wake him up until he wakes by himself. And unlike us, the Prophet's eyes sleep like us, but his heart is awakened. So he knows what's happening around him. And this is why he would wake up sometimes and not perform wudu. And when Mother Aisha would bring that to his attention, he says, I'm aware of myself even when I'm asleep, Aisha, unlike all of you. We, when we sleep, that's it. We have to perform wudu. We don't know what came out of us, what happened to us in our sleep. But the Prophet does, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Now, we hear doctors saying that you need to sleep at least 8 hours a day. And people are convinced. People think that this is the right thing to do. But when we monitor the lifestyle of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, we find that it was not as such. You see, the Prophet's sleeping was not total seclusion or detachment of life. It wasn't running away from problems. It wasn't trying to slip from responsibilities. He used to sleep a couple of hours, 3 hours at most, and then he wakes up. It is he whom Allah said, O wrapped in your garments, arise and pray the night, except little of it. This is how the Prophet dealt with nighttime, alayhi salatu wasalam. He dealt with sleeping as a form of worship, even in his sleep. Because Allah says in the Quran, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي, say, verily my prayers, my slaughtering and sacrifice, my life and my death is for Allah, the Lord of the worlds. So everything I do is for Allah Azza wa Jal, even when I go to bed. Al-Bara ibn Azib, may Allah be pleased with him and with his father, says, the Prophet ordered me, alayhi salatu wasalam, Whenever you want to go to bed, perform ablution. Why would I perform ablution? I'm going to sleep. So that you go to bed in the state of purity. And lie on your right hand side and say this long dua. And he taught him the dua we all say before going to sleep. And there are so many du'as, so many adhkar we say before closing our eyes and shutting down. One of them is, Bismika Allahumma ahya wa amut. O Allah, in your name I live and in your name I die. Look at the resemblance between death and sleep. Because in the Quran, Allah refers to sleeping as a form of death. And this is why Allah refers to Jesus, Isa, peace be upon him, when he resurrected him, as put him in a state of sleep, which some of the ignorance understood it as a state of death, and he did not die. Allah said that clearly. He was not killed, he was not crucified, he's not dead, he's still alive, but in a state of sleep. And one of the etiquettes that the Prophet used to do, alayhi salam, and teaches us to do, is that whenever you want to go to bed, the sunnah is that you sweep your bed with the inside of your garment. Because you don't know what came after you on it, whether it's bed bugs or the jinn or the devils. So you sweep it with the inside of your garment to follow the sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And once you're on your bed, you start to say the adhkar of bedtime. Among them is cupping your hands, blowing, then reciting the last three qul, Surah Al-Ikhlas, Surah Al-Falaq, Surah Al-Nas. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِالنَّاسِ. Then you wipe your entire body as you can. Then you cup it again. You blow. And then you recite the said again. And you wipe. And then you cup, blow, recite. And third time you wipe. And sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to often order his companions, relatives and loved ones, to observe the adhkar of going to bed. Like in the previous hadith we mentioned of Al-Bara ibn Azib. Likewise, in the hadith of Fatima and Ali, may Allah be pleased with them, when he instructed them to say Subhanallah 33 times, Alhamdulillah 33 times, Allahu Akbar 34 times before going to bed. And he told them that this would give you energy better than having a servant in your home. And the Prophet himself, alayhi salatu wasalam, used to recite Surah Tabarak, Surah Al-Mulk. And we know that these 30 verses of the Quran will intercede for you, will prevent you from being tormented in your grave with the grace of Allah. And he used to recite Surah Al-Kafirun, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ. And sometimes he used to recite Surah Al-Isra and Surah Al-Zumar. And these take a lot of time. But it shows you that going to bed is not a normal thing. Rather, it is a form of worship that our Prophet used to do, alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, if we were to compare apple to apple, how do we go to bed every single night? Do we follow these rituals? Do we perform wudu? Do we lie on our right-hand side? Do we face the qibla? Do we say the adhkar? Do we cup our hands and blow and then wipe our bodies three times? Do we recite ayat al-kursi? Do we recite the last two verses of Surah Al-Baqarah as instructed by the Prophet ﷺ? So many things that we fail miserably to follow the sunnah of our role model. And this shows you the distance between us and him if we were to enter paradise. I know the vast majority of you hearing this would say, is it mandatory, Sheikh? Is it wajib? Of course not. The answer is no. So a lot of you would shrug their shoulders and say, okay, if it's not mandatory, I'm not going to do it. And in reply, we would say, okay, if you're not interested in going to the highest level of paradise, then don't do it. It's all depending on how enthusiastic you are, how interested, how serious you are. The more effort you put in a business, most likely the more income you will get. And the less effort, the most likely your business will fail and be ruined. Don't do this with your hereafter. He's your role model. He was sent to us for a purpose, and that is to follow his footsteps. So do your level best to follow him, and when you go to bed tonight, try your level best to follow these steps, and inshallah, Allah will make me and you among those to be resurrected under his flag. هذا والله أعلم ونسبة العلم إليه أسلم.